After much discussion and planning, the town of Mattawa has adopted its 2021 operating budget. Overall, revenues budgeted for this year are estimated to reach $4,509,071, with total expenses expected to be $6,771,158. The result is $2,262,086 required from taxation, which is typical for the annual budget, the town's chief administrative officer, Francine DeSormo, said. The total levy revenue required for this year has increased by $30,352 from last, which requires a 1.36% increase to the residential municipal tax rate. The commercial tax rate is actually going to see a decrease, DeSormo said, noting that there is not much commercial within the region, and 63% of the levy comes from residential. Moreover, schools, churches, and hospitals, which are exempt from taxation, make up 24% of the municipality's tax class. Education rates have also decreased this year, and the municipality will pay a total of $253,646 to the four district school boards. Two committee of the whole meetings were held in June to discuss the budget, and a public meeting was held on June 22, although no questions or comments were received from residents. See. Mattawa seeks public's input for 2021 budget. The municipality is allocating approximately $800,000 to capital projects, including improvements to the Mattawa Tourism Information Center, and sidewalks along Turcotte Park Road and Mattawan Street. Funds are also allocated to Mattawan Street design and engineering for flood restoration. Culverts and catch basin upgrades are planned for 3rd and 7th Streets. Upgrades to the water treatment plants are in the works, as are enhancements to the UV system at the lagoons. Fire and Public Works will receive upgraded radio communications, and both departments will have their HVAC systems upgraded. Property taxes are due in two installments, with the first deadline of July 30. The second half is due by September 30. See. Budget passes with 3.38% levy increase. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.